Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
What is up? Welcome back to Bleach Boys. So much to discuss. First and foremost, we put out a call last week for everybody to create their own Zanpakuto, their own Shikai, own Bankai.
Yeah.
And Black in Dreams in Discord was creating artwork for everybody's Zanpakuto, which is really cool. So we will be checking those out. I can only imagine the degeneracy that has been created, so I cannot wait to see that. But we have Bleach Soul Resonance news with new footage, new gameplay, new images, an open beta coming very, very soon. Well, open beta if you're Chinese. And we had the Bleach Rebirth of Souls Morita video that we were talking about last week, where he talks about the story mode. White is in it. I can neither confirm nor deny if he'll be playable. We have new club outside questions, where one is about, does Grimjo style his own hair? And then the other is, well, who are the original members of the Espada? Which is very interesting. And then we have a few of the Seirete times to go over. Welcome back, everybody. Happy Sunday. So good to see you. Jose, I will allot you 1 minute to talk about last Sunday. Ready and go.
Go Birds. We absolutely destroyed the damn Kansas City Chiefs. You know, fuck them. I hate them. I cried like a little baby. You guys don't understand. If you do, thank you. Jalen Hurts, absolute beast of a quarterback. You know, he deserves this very well. Got benched to the finals, won one later on, you know, lost the Super Bowl, then came back and won. Saquon Barkley, thank you, Giants. I love you.
Okay, time. Perfect. Beautiful. And that was the Super Bowl update. I would also like to address that it is not cum on my forehead. It is instead antibiotic cream. And I got bonked really hard over the weekend because I know it's going to go straight to that. On Wednesday, I took the day off to get my eyes dilated. If you don't know, if you've ever seen a cat when they get excited and their pupils get really big, that's what when it happens when you get your eyes dilated. So it allows them to see into your eye, basically, and they check for, like, glaucoma and other diseases. But part of that is once you get that done, you have to wear, like, these Stunna shades so that – because your eyes become really sensitive to light. I become Jose for about 3 or 4 hours, and I have to wear shades, and I can't see very well. And if you're trying to read something up close – you need to take your glasses actually off because it's some weird reverso effect. So I had that done. I came home. I was looking to rest. They were like, hey, what are you doing the rest of the day? I said, actually, we don't have anything planned. Like, great. The rest of your day is ruined now because you have this. So just relax. I was like, cool. I came home. My fiance drove me because I can't drive. And she was like, can you put up a shelf for me? And loving, big-hearted person. Uh-huh. I was like, not a problem at all. Even though I can't see, I just have my eyes dilated. Don't worry about it. I'd be more than happy to do that for you. She wanted to put the shelf so high. For record, I'm 6'6". It's probably like 8 feet off the ground. She wanted to put it up there.
It's
so I
high.
Was up there trying to screw this shelf in, and I couldn't reach it. So I took the giant plank of wood off of the two holding things, and I propped it against the door. And so I was like, let me pre-screw, like with my electric screwdriver. I'm going to get the screw in there. That way it's easier when it's up there. Mm-hmm. I can just go, and just no problem. So I had it lean up against the door. I was pushing in. I couldn't get the screw to go in. I couldn't get it going. I don't know what this wood was made out of. I was like fucking metal. I have no fucking idea. I couldn't get the screw to go in. So I let go. I was like, I gave up. I was like, oh, I'm going to have to try this some other way. So I let go of the wood. And you know, like when you pull like a ruler back and it flings towards you, the wood did that to my head.
Damn.
It hurt so bad. It left a gnarly gash right in the center of my head. I was bleeding everywhere. I just immediately started bleeding. I look like ghetto now with it on the top of my fucking forehead. It is dead ass center glowing red. I went to work today. Everybody, I could see their eyes go from my from my mouth to my forehead as they all like, I see their eyes begin to widen. And I'm like, all right, I've had to tell this story like fucking 8 times today. gnashed it really good. My fiance was very concerned last night that I was not going to wake up the next morning.
She told me, she's like, I got to keep Sam awake because he's probably concussed. I'm like, is he feeling dizzy, lightheaded, anything? She's like, no.
Well, she kept asking, like, what do you feel? I'm like, the only thing I feel, which they is bullshit, by the way, when they put eye drops in to dilate your eyes, she puts the first ones in. I'm like, oh, my God, this stings. Like, I'm, like, blinking my eyes. She's like, oh, yeah, by the way, the first one stings. I'm like, dude.
She didn't warn
I'm
you?
I'm dying here. Like, I'm getting fucking acid dropped in my eyes. So the only thing I could still feel was just the resounding pain from when I was like acid dropped into my eyeballs. Oh. But I'm fine now, everybody. I know that everybody's concerned and not laughing at me, so I'm good to go.
I was concerned when she started posting those pictures about you. I thought she beat you.
Well, we were trying to put a Band-Aid over it, but there was no Band-Aid we had that was large enough for the gash that was in my head. So we just went with, like, I don't know, gauze. Is it called gauze? Yeah. We just put gauze over
my head. Posted a picture of Sam with a gauze wrapped around his head. I'm like, dude, what the fuck happened? I'm like,
oh, it hurts so bad, Jose. It hurts so bad. I got fucking domed.
At least it's not a bruise, though.
No. Well, I think it's not bruised because I bled it out.
Yeah, probably makes sense.
Anyways, that's that. I just wanted to clear the air on that one, and now you guys can go back to believing it's something disgusting on my head. All right. Should we start with Bleach Soul Resonance news?
Yes, I would, because once again, I have no clue what the news is. I'm so excited.
Okay. So they released this weird, like, footage kind of talking about the game. And it's like somebody who works on the game is vlogging their day. Hmm. And it starts from, like, them in their house. They play the number one song. They, like, hop out of bed and they go to work. And they, like, you see everybody working on the game. And they're taking it very seriously. Like, they're totally into the game. So I went through. There's a couple of bits of information. So they show the new UI for the game. It's part of this trailer of them talking about it. And they're in, like, a little conference room. And they're showing things on the screen. I personally thought the game didn't look nearly as good as it did when you were playing it yourself. So because a lot of it, they're like, oh, like, here it is on the screen. And it's like you're seeing it on this big screen far away where it looks like that's a mobile game. When I was playing it on the computer in alpha, I was like, fuck, this game looks good.
Damn,
it looks like a console game. Like, it looks really, really good. I thought maybe, I don't know, maybe it was just the rendering of the video. It didn't look as good, but don't let it fool you. The game looks really good. It looked incredible on alpha. I can only imagine what it looks like right now. They showed Shunsui playing at one point,
okay,
but you only see it in the background. It's not even the main focus of the video. You just see Shunsui in the background. Speaking of, you see Toshiro and Kenpachi art, which we already knew Kenpachi was like a boss in the game, but now there's Toshiro in there as well. And they show more of Ichigo versus Byakuya, I guess, boss fight is happening in there as well. And then they release a trailer standalone of gameplay where they are showing a lot of, like, Thousand Year Blood War footage and then swapping back over to the mobile game, because the point of this game is that it is readapting, like, the first arc, and it's going to be Thousand Year Blood War kind of stylized, where it's going to look pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
it's gonna be really pretty.
So there is a beta test that is happening for this game, and once again, this is a mobile game. Once again, this is a Chinese developed mobile game, so this beta test is for Chinese citizens with a potential option for it to be played globally. Now, as part of the game, from what I understand, they are partnered with a Android emulator for the game, so it is an Android beta test for the most part. If you have an iPhone like myself, you might be pretty SOL on this one, but it seems like you scan the QR code that's on the website. It takes you to, which this just goes to show how much they love Bleach, okay? It takes you to another website, and it has a bunch of Zanpakutou toes, like when Ichigo was trying to figure out his Bankai for
so
the first time.
That's what those images were.
And so then you have to pick one of the Zanpakutou toes, and if you're lucky, you will get access into it. And you can get more chances to pick the correct Zanpakutou by logging in. Well, you log in the first time, you get to pick one. And then you go to the event page every day. You get another chance. And then each time you invite a friend who hasn't made one yet, you get another one as well.
That's sick.
Now, you have to have...
This is just gotcha.
Yeah, oh yeah. It's gotcha to get an invite to play the game. So you have to have a Chinese phone number to sign up for it, to even do it. Or a Chinese TikTok account. And they're allowing registration through a Chinese TikTok. I have not gone through the steps yet to figure out if I can get a Chinese TikTok account. I assume it would be relatively easy, but those are your two options, and you have to have one of those two if you want to sign up for the game. Yeah. I don't think it would be very hard.
Do they mean TikTok or do they mean Red Note?
No, like literally TikTok.
That's really weird.
Yeah, I know. I was surprised by that as well. I thought for sure it was going to be Red Note or something, but it is Chinese TikTok that they want you to have.
Specifically that
yep.
one. Okay.
Yep. And if you click it, it takes you to somewhere to, like, download the app and everything. That is what they want you to have.
I really need to learn Mandarin.
But the game looks really good. They played a lot of Thousand Blubber music. They played a lot of music from the official like anime.
Ooh,
so
okay.
I am kind of fingers crossed, hoping that they just have the anime music in the game.
Yes,
because sometimes
all we
there's
need.
Nothing wrong with that, right? Just take the music from the anime, throw it into the game. It's fine. On the alternative side, Bleach Rebirth of Souls, I think, is like probably mostly original music, it seemed like, especially with the opening being a little bit different. I don't know if they're going to have all the original styles in Bleach Rebirth of Souls, but I think they're going with, because they have a composer and everything for the game, too.
Damn,
so
okay.
I'm sure they would do mostly like original or remixes of stuff that we already know for Rebirth of Souls, the actual console game. All right, let's talk Bleach Rebirth of Souls gameplay. This is from Marita playing it. He went through the story mode, and if you guys didn't see it, did you guys see that there's like an insane number of story mode missions that are coming to Bleach Rebirth of Souls? Something like, I believe it was 170, which is crazy. And then the secret story, which every character is going to have 2 to 3 chapters worth of a secret story.
That's really cool.
Which is crazy again. There's so much story mode missions in this game. It's insane.
I'm telling you, we're gonna get Chad becoming the Soul King.
they heard us.
So they showed off the Ichigo versus White boss fight that's in the game. Now, when you're fighting White, his name is literally just Ichigo Kurosaki. Mm. So I believe that it's just a skin that they're gonna go with. But they have shown that even if it is a skin, it has a different Kaycon move, which is the finishing move. So it is different. So it might be a skin with a new finisher
like
attached to it, which would be really cool.
So I haven't seen this. When you say White, do you mean White Ichigo or White the Hollow?
White Ichigo. Because they're only doing Soul Society arc, like the Arrancar arc as a whole. They're not
okay, because when you said White, I was like, wait, hold on, for real?
No, no.
That
no.
would be sick, though.
White could be one of the Thousand Year Blubber characters, though. That's not
Ooh,
beyond
that
belief.
Would be so sick. Mm-hmm. It's
I know
Misaki.
People went crazy when he got put into BBS.
Oh, yeah. People loved that shit.
Was it you, Sam? Did you summon for him?
I did summon for him. He was a good unit. So some other things confirmed. Story difficulties. There's going to be different difficulties for the story. There is models in the game, for, obviously, for White Ichigo and then for Yachiru. But neither one of them are confirmed to be playable yet. You have your soul crystals and your boost. They can be added prior to a chapter slot. So I guess they're like power-ups for you during the mission. And
give me bitch mode. I'm bad at games. I'm not playing that on anything harder than little baby bitch mode.
They would put that in there as just the story mode. You want just the story. You don't want any of the challenge. You want just the story.
Just story.
No,
you got this,
Pythies. Little baby bitch mode.
Yeah, okay, so Pythies will be playing on little baby bitch mode. Oh, one of the things also, which this should be super obvious, they have a stage for Ichigo's Inner World, because obviously they showed off the battle that was happening between
Is it gonna be the submerged
Ichigo.
One?
It is. No, it's them fighting on the side of a skyscraper. So it's the classic one, although they gotta have the submerged one, because right,
if it goes all the way through the Arrancar,
they gotta have the submerged one.
Could you tell if there are any kind of barriers, or do you think you can fall off the skyscraper?
I don't know. I would assume there's a barrier. I feel like they haven't shown too much of like any sort of environmental, anything like a Dragon Ball game where you get shot over to the other side, or like I think Tekken does it also, where you like break the ground and they go underneath. I've not seen anything like that.
I am hoping for like Soul Calibur instant game over. You fall off the skyscraper, you just lose.
That'd be kind of cool.
Sam's just gonna push everyone off.
Naruto had a similar thing, remember, where you can ring them out.
Right,
you could break the invisible barrier by hitting them against them enough and you can ring them out.
Yeah, that's what we want. That's funny.
They showed some of the Soul Society arc chapter selection. One of the missions is specifically about Kaien, so some people are getting hopeful to see maybe Kaien's gonna be in it, but once again, it could just be a model like Yachiyuru. We don't really know. The stage where you fight Kenpachi, because they showed off the Kenpachi boss fight as well, is not the accurate stage. Like, they're not fighting in that hallway of towers.
Is it going to be just like a giant arena?
They actually
almost
fight in the same place where Ichigo and Renji fight before the stairs, is where they showed this mission taking place.
I mean, that's close enough.
So they confirm the main story is 130 episodes long, and with a secret story coming to be about that much as well.
Damn, so Sam, are you going to do a playthrough?
That is about all we learned. I will definitely be playing that. So I'll be playing it completely in full. That is still insane to have that much content in there. Even if it is just like a fight, that's a lot.
I'm happy for it, though, especially with the secret episodes.
To press the start mission button 130 times two for the secret stories, apparently.
Yep.
That's crazy. It seems like there's two really good Bleach video games coming very soon on the horizon. I believe, now I'm going to pull this off the top of my head here. I believe Bleach Soul Resonance, not Soul Resonance, Bleach Rebirth of Souls, the console game, is March 20th. If you buy the Ultimate Edition, I think you get to play a little early.
Oh.
And then the actual release date is the 23rd. I'm just pulling that off the top here. And then Soul Resonance, we have no fucking idea when that game's coming out. I would assume 2020, if they were smart, they would do Bleach Rebirth of Souls in March, like they're already doing, and then they would do Soul Resonance in fall. So that way you get a little bit of a separation between the two. They still can live on their own, and they go from there. We were talking. So we have our Weebs Guild Bleach Rebirth of Souls tournament that we've set up already. And John, by the way, has been going crazy. So John and his friend, they've been working on a little something to get ready for when the game comes out. They showed it to me. They gave me a little walkthrough video.
I saw it too.
It's a website they're working on.
Uh-huh.
It's fucking cool. Really, 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 really cool. I have been told not to say much about it because they don't want to show an unfinished product or have somebody come and like ruin their day. But it's very cool. They post about it in Discord quite a bit. So if you guys want to check it out, or you guys want to submit also your Zanpakuto, which we've been doing this all week, all of that happens in the Discord. So if you guys are watching this and you're not part of our Discord already, join. He's been making also versus screens for the tournament.
Oh,
so like the official
sick.
Screens you see where it's like Gin versus Chad or Shunsweet versus Stark.
Yeah,
and putting
I saw
versus
a
with the
of
names
those.
Underneath
yeah.
it. He has done such a good job. Yeah, I have a few. I'll throw them up on the screen right here. He's done a really fucking good job. John has been going crazy for this game. Crazy. He's been doing really good work. I also gave John the power to give titles. So now he's marking people because this is what made me think of this. We don't have confirmation yet that there's crossplay. So a lot of the people that are signed up for the tourney, they're on PlayStation, they're on Xbox, they're on PC.
I see.
They have not confirmed if there's crossplay in this video game yet. So we don't know if everybody's going to show up for this. So there's now a second tournament started for PC, then one for PlayStation, and then one for Xbox or whatever. So there are still spots available in those tournaments. Jose didn't sign up for the main tournament, even though he was pinged 18 times by John to sign up for it.
I forgot.
John's going to be fucking pissed. So there is spots in the PC one, Jose, which I assume that's what you're going to play on.
Probably.
Okay. So yeah. There is spots in the PC one. I will link you, but the link is also in Discord. If you guys still want to join, check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun. It seems like the first format we're doing is where you're only one person gets to play one character. So
okay,
once somebody takes your character, it's gone.
Yeah, I saw that Grimmjow was gone, and I was like, damn.
Yeah. People have been – that's why you got to play next level IQ, and I picked Stark, who's not even been announced yet. Mm-hmm. I'm just betting on the odds here.
if Stark's not
announced, then I'm just fucked with whoever's left, I guess. I'll be like Udyu or something. I don't think anybody's going to pick Udyu. That's who I'll be stuck with. But right now I'm down for Stark.
So
check it out if you guys want to do that. Pythons
Chad,
is not even signed up. But Pythons, I don't think – are you getting it?
No, I'm playing Monster Hunter. But dibs on Chad anyway.
Nobody can pick Chad, guys. But Pythons isn't going to play him. He just wants to sit there.
He just wants
around.
To yes. sit there and survive.
I'll sit there and watch.
Abuelo.
I can afford one video game a year, and I choose Monster Hunter.
So lots of really cool stuff planned. Now, I did get – there is another video coming from us. Pythons, do you recall? We've talked about this video for a long time, and it's been such a tragedy. We talked about top 10 poorly aged things about Bleach. Do you remember we recorded this video, Pythons?
When did we record that? That was like July.
Wasn't
long
that
time ago.
Last year?
I think this was recorded before Core 3 aired is how long that we recorded this video for. And it was a trials and tribulations where we recorded this audio. I was like, I have a great idea. I like watching these videos where you go and you hire a Fiverr person to edit it. I'm like, it's going to be so good. Like, you have them hire it three different times or edit it three different times. They were all just like dog shit. Like, I'm sorry. They were just really bad. Maybe we'll record that video still and put it out, but I don't have your hopes up for that. So our friend Robert has sent me the edit back now. I have
finally
the
got
edit
it back?
From Robert. It is like fucking crack cocaine that he sprinkled onto this video with the editing.
Making it
there.
That much better.
So I watched just like the first couple of minutes because I told him that I would record the reaction from you and me, Pythons, of us watching his edit. It is like I like zoomer brain red pilled like throughout the whole video. The
Damn.
Craziest. Like he worked really hard on it. He worked really, really hard on it. So kudos to Robert. But that video will be coming very soon. And it is a list of poorly aged things from Bleach. That I forget the website that did it. Somebody made this ranking.
Like Ranker or something like
it
that.
It was some website.
Wasn't
like
it
that.
Like Screen Rant or something?
Yeah,
that sounds about right.
It blew up the internet for a while that everybody was so mad over it. So we talked about it. We reviewed it and we went over it. John has added the visuals to it and it is insane. So that should be coming very soon. If you guys want to watch the reaction video from Pythons and I, that will be Patreon only.
Ooh,
for
exclusive.
Any tier. We have tiers as low as $5 a month. So if you guys want to check that out, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/weebsguild. Should I go over our current list of captains here? This is a perfect time.
Bring him in.
This is going to be hysteric.
We'd like to take this moment to thank our patrons, specifically our captain levels and above. So captains and alternatives, captains and espadas is what it is right now. It's like kind of like cops and robbers. We'd like to thank our captains and espadas. We have head captain of the Weebs Guild Soul Society, PV. Matilda, Rizix, Veronica Bermudez, Pickle Rick, Sarah Berry, Aether Paradox, head captain and Bount Chilsey, also Chad's Abuelo, Braxton, Diego Ace, Rustin Pierce, Tribberoll from the espadas. Our boy, our number one espada, Mr. Stark himself, John. Then we have, oh my fucking God. Okay, so this is Chilsey. He has a second account. Here we go. Also, Chilsey. This is all one name, by the way. Here, I'm going to start. Stark quote. Also, Chilsey, Pythes, Freaks Guild, Cone, Black and Dreams, Alza Art, Retsum, Omar Prime, Divine Departure, Blaze Heart 54. Also, Chilsey, end quote. That's his full name. And then number two, Bodegon. From the Espada side, we have Rolando A. Ramirez. Thank you guys for your support. We appreciate you guys for everything you do. You allow us to do this podcast and so much more and get really cool edits like the one from Robert that you guys will be seeing. So we appreciate everything you do. With that, should we take a moment? I want to go over a little bit of the Saberite Times and then we'll pivot into
the story this time.
Before that, John is still Espada number one, correct?
Correct.
So who is Espadas two and three?
Espada number two is obviously Bodegon, and it's Rolando is his name.
Okay. Okay, so Chilsey is Espada three.
Chilsey is not Espada. Remember, he sniped the last captain level, and he just added everybody's name to it, apparently.
Oh, okay. Because you made that list. I was like, did he buy an Espada tier two just to troll?
No, just the captain.
That would have been hilarious.
Yep, he just stole the captain one. Well, if you join the Espada tier now, you get to lock down Hallible. Forever be the Hallible.
You will be the queen.
Soul Society. Yep.
Is Chilsey still captain of squad 3 and 9?
Yes.
Yep. So speaking of captain of squad 9, Captain Chilsey, he has posted a Saberite Times Jose's grief and John's plea. And it says, upon learning that Sam and Pythes were part of a plot to kill Nemu, Jose has been in isolation. He needs the love and support of Weebs Guild. And it's a picture of Jose as Kylo Ren yelling traitor. And it says, furthermore, John has resorted to begging the prestigious Saberite Times to sponsor the upcoming Rebirth of Souls tournament. And it's a screenshot of John saying, Chilsey, do the news. And Chilsey goes, beg me.
Beg me.
And John goes, Chilsey, please, I'm on my hands and knees. I've always looked up to you. I know I'm a bully, but you are better. And that's how we got the listing of who's everybody is in the tournament. And he put a special star. Actually, Chilsey's the one that stole Grimmjow, Jose. Chilsey has Grimmjow locked down. That leads into a very special video we would like to play here for you all. The video of Jose confronting me and Pythes about this assassination from Nemu.
Listen, guys, it was kind of snowy that day.
Yeah.
It was a very tiresome day. I found out this news and I had to, I snapped. I'm sorry.
I just want to say this had to happen the first time I meet you guys. I flew to California just for this to happen, Jose.
All right. Now, this is a live action footage that somebody caught. They were watching. I guess someone
was
taking a look
at
meeting. And yeah, here you go. You guys watch it out. Check it out. That was it, Jose. I mean, you beat the fuck out of Pythes at the end there. So that was crazy, man. Like,
he made me go green, you know?
I mean, watching that, we sure are very flexible and mendable because you broke my back a couple of times.
I don't know how you did it, Sam.
I honestly thought you were going to win because you were manhandling the both of us.
I don't know how Sam gets away with essentially hitting Jose with the Holocaust beam from X-Men.
Yeah.
And then,
it's
Jose
part of his bankai.
Hits me. And then says puny Pythes. I'm like, well, where's Sam's retribution? Is it incoming?
Yeah. So funny, dude. So funny.
By the way, I have the backstory on why that shit happened.
Okay, I'm ready.
So last week I talked shit about how everything after season 3 in Ruby is fucking garbage. And Shieldsy said, hey, it actually gets pretty good. You should keep watching. And I said, I'd rather die. And he said, I'm going to slander you in the news if you don't watch the movie. And I said, I would rather be slandered than watch Ruby. Fucking do it, coward.
So you're telling me the news is purely retaliatory?
No, the news is true.
Well, the news really seems to like you, Jose. I mean, it's just constant like praise, and they made a birthday for you.
It's every day.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Like for a second, I was like, "Do I need to go tell Jose happy birthday or something?"
didn't Chelsea get you really good in the Discord by putting a spoiler image by these?
Yes, he did. Did you see that, Jose?
No, I didn't. Oh my god.
He posted just an image, like a screenshot of the, you know, the click for spoiler.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool. And I click it and I realize the image and I go, fucking, you got me so good, you son of a bitch.
You just see the image posted in like the Patreon exclusive channel, and the next person posts is Pythies. You got me good, dumb bitch. So I have two more Sarite times to talk about here. We're gonna keep it short on this one. This one is titled Losers and Groomers, and I was very concerned that I was gonna be part of the Groomers faction, but I'm a part of the Losers faction, thank God. And it says Sam loses his life savings in a high risk game because he wanted to feel fancy, and it's me playing against Jin Karya, Lieutenant Iba, and Tsukushima is just hanging out there in the background watching. We're playing a very competitive game of Uno in Vegas.
That game is rough, dude.
Yeah. And it says, in other news, Squad 5 Captain Plushy has been pushing Squad 5 propaganda on the youth of the Soul Society. It's unknown that what she's teaching them, but numerous people report little kids playing Make the Oaken. That's the game he's teaching them.
So, oh, no.
One more. Sarite times, peace time for Weebs Guild and Sam wanted by NASA.
NASA's after you now?
So this is actually very accurate. Following Jose fighting Pythies and Sam, the Weebs Guild has entered a time of no conflict or controversy. Our photographers captured this completely normal day with nothing going wrong and no escaped R&D experiments. Plus, she has even taken her class on a field trip to teach them the Squad 5 manifesto. So it's a picture of Plushie's profile picture with a squad of little Momos following behind her, each holding AK-47, a Glock, a dynamite, all going somewhere else. And then Jose is on top of the
Sokyoku
Hill in his Hulk form, still pissed off, as a giant Jin Karya is stomping through the Soul Society right now.
So things are normal then.
Yeah, it's every day. Yeah, here.
It's every day.
Now, to finish this article, it says, however, to answer Jose's question from last podcast, Sam's head does in fact have a gravitational pull.
I knew it.
It's gone out of control, and now he's headed straight for Earth. NASA is doing everything they can to stop the menace.
See, that's what really happened with the shelf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. My gravitational pull sucked the shelf into my head. And then let's give one last shout out to the Sarite Times and last calls for Zanpakuto creation. Then we will go into our grand Zanpakuto creation. The dedicated leader of Squad Zero, as deemed by himself, Black in Dreams, has been drawing Discord members Zanpakutos so Pythies can cover them on the podcast. Only 3 more swords can be drawn, so request yours now. And it is a picture of Kubo and Black in Dreams profile picture with a bunch of swords. So he's basically Oetsu.
Yeah.
He's basically Oetsu designing swords. It says, meanwhile, the wig that Sam ordered is ready, and he loves it, and it's Karibo that I'm just wearing on my head. So very wholesome portion. Pythies, do you want to kick us off? We asked last episode
for our captains, for our spotters,
to send us artwork, pictures, and descriptions of what their Zanpakuto or resurrection is.
Okay, so I just want to say I didn't get a whole lot of captains. I got a lot of non-captains sending me stuff, which I will accept. Also, shout-outs to Plushy, who got a sword design but never deemed me what it is called or what it does.
So I
assume Sam is going to post the images as I talk about go ahead and pull up Plushy sword. It looks it's cool as fuck, but I don't know what Plushy it does
sword. It almost looks like the Aztec weapon.
I believe
okay
it is.
And release is Test Bosque de Esteli,
and it looks cool as shit, but I don't know what it does, so I'm just gonna assume.
Do we know what that means?
But yeah, that's basically the same sword.
Yeah, it's the Aztec sword club thing with the obsidian on the sides. It looks rad.
Yeah, I don't know if this is correct, but Esteli is a city in Nicaragua.
Oh, maybe.
Would that be so? It'd be like Forest of Esteli. So Esteli Forest. Like there's a forest maybe outside of that. Very cool. The sword is awesome. I like the art.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again, after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Work as well. I give it a thumbs up. A thumbs up.
Black and Dreams kind of cooked on like all of these. So I think it only fair because Black and Dreams did completely pro bono just offer to draw all of these. So we're just going to do Black and Dreams is next.
Okay, send it over.
So I'm sending that image and it's cool.
Damn, that is sick.
That is badass.
Now,
oh my God.
The artist deserves to have the coolest one.
Yeah.
So I hope that is the case. This is the Squad Zero Head Black and Dreams release command. Fade Kokugatsu Jigoku. Damn, that is cool.
Yeah, I just want to say everybody that sent me swords.
I like the scabbard too.
Everybody that sent me swords sent Chuni as fuck. I didn't get any swords named like Greg or Dave. They all have Japanese names.
Okay.
Pythes is going to be like, speak.
So
Greg.
Do we have a description of powers for Black and Dream swords?
They do. I said everybody, okay, tell me what it does and then summarize it in a sentence. Summarize it in a paragraph because I'm not reading 9 paragraphs of bullshit.
Okay.
And Black and Dream said, my sword's basic rundown. The Shikai summons 4 entities that exhibit abilities from Quincy, Fullbringer, Soul Reaper, and Hollow. And the Bankai summons a massive army of Reishi monsters and a Kushinada, which are those Hell Guardians from the movie.
That's sick.
Damn.
It's kind of like Fate Zero, Pythes. Kind of like Fate Zero. Your boy, the writer. I really like that. I really think that's cool. I like the 4 entities for the Shikai because it's still like they're just entities. So they're kind of like more of a backup. So it's not super overpowered. And they have like little abilities from each of the races. And then I like that he summons an army. That's cool.
That's fucking insane, though.
Now,
Reishi armies.
Your Zanpakuto would lose to my Zanpakuto instantly. So Black and Dreams don't ever step to me. But it's a good try.
Don't worry, guys. I'll clear the area. Let me just take these off.
Yeah.
I'm going to do them in, I guess, numerical order. So here is Matilda's. Okay.
Squad 2 Matilda. So this is very – I feel like this is a good design as in it's
a traditional
base design. It's just a regular katana. And then the release is fucking sick.
So rad.
So it's Grow Yubi Nakage. And it releases into almost like – I don't know what you call it, like a half zanpaku or like a half katana.
What do you call those? Wash?
Wadachi.
Wadachi, yeah.
That's sick. And I love, of course, the purple and the black. The
yeah,
purple and the
fantastic.
Black.
Fantastic. It speaks to us.
Black and Dreams is so cool. I cannot believe that he drew all this. Okay, so what is the power of Matilda Zanpakuto?
It says, the sword can manipulate shadows around the user and disperse them, utilizing them offensively and defensively, kind of like Shikamaru.
Okay.
The shadows are able to take in information on a target's spiritual pressure. And once the shadows have fully read a target spiritual pressure, the user can use the Bankai. Oh my god, I'm about to fuck this up. Kuragiri. Yeah, Kuragiri no Utsukushi Owari. The shadows come together to create a weapon specifically designed to deal with the target.
That's fucking
damn.
Sick. That's really cool. So basically the Shikai is studying and figuring out what like the weaknesses and the strengths are. And then the Bankai perfectly crafts the weapon to counter. That is sick.
That's badass.
It says Yubi no Kage translates to elegant shadows. The Bankai, which I'm not going to say again, translates to beautiful end to darkness.
That is
like
so
that.
Fucking cool. Matilda, that is the best one so far. Sorry, Black and Dreams, but that is the best one so far. That's our squad 2 captain right there.
Would Lee J. Self-force. Barrow be able to fight them?
Because
he would cast a giant sun.
He would, but Shunsui was still able to hide in the shadows and stuff. Yeah, as long as there's shadows, unless he, you know who she Matilda would lose against? Matilda would lose against Maki Ichinose. Is it Maki Ichinose? Is that the name of the Tozen ripoff from the Bound? Yeah. No, not Maki Maki.
That light guy.
Yeah, the light guy. The basically Tozen flipped inverse, and it's light inside of shadows from the Bound Arc.
Rainbow Sword was cool.
Yeah, it was cool as shit. But yeah, you would lose against him, but everybody else, that's fucking cool. That's really cool.
Matilda made a note to say, this was made especially to deal with Sam.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. Matilda's is the best one so far. That is way cool. Also, the design on that is incredible.
It's like Black and Dreams absolutely fucking cooked.
I feel bad that we don't have anything for plushie.
I also feel bad. I think it's my favorite design. I'm going to send over Diego Aces.
Okay. Ooh. Okay.
Ability wise, might be my favorite. There's another one that's really close.
Okay. That's cool.
Oh, I like that.
Squad 11, Diego Ace, Hijimari no Kuro, Kuroni Kuru. Did I pronounce that right? Let's zoom in on what this artwork is. That's cool. It's another like bird.
Oh, I love that.
That is, it's got a squad logo on it. Dude, that is fucking cool. Okay.
Is that like a grimoire?
Yeah, maybe. It's a book.
Thank you, Pythes.
Yes. Diego Ace is a dual type, one hand holding a sword, the other being a book. The book counts as the sheath. The basic power is it lets you store basic skills you've taken from enemies you've killed. While the Bankai, all right, I'm going to fuck this name up, Shumatsu no Kurokuri. No, Kuroni Kuri summons a library where three books float in the middle of it, firing attacks to what does this say? Middle of it, firing attacks to defeat three different people. Fuck it, cut that part. I'm doing this again.
Okay. We're not cutting it.
So the Bankai summons a library where three books float in the middle of it, firing the attacks of the three defeated at three different people at a time, while being able to swap books from the shelves for different attacks, allowing the user to make different unique attack combinations on the fly. Also, the three books infuse into one, allowing the book to combine all of the Zanpakuto powers.
Okay, so that's like his ultimate attack. He combines the books. So it kind of reminds me Shikai form. Do you remember Super Smash Bros? There was the character that had the book and the sword. Oh, it was Robin?
Robin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Robin.
Yeah.
I literally said, that's just fucking Robin.
That's what that reminded me of, which is cool. Yeah. You get all the different abilities, which is fucking awesome. I like the library. I like any sort of a Bankai that changes the area.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool. So the library is sick, and you can swap out the books for other things. Really fucking cool. Now, is it as cool as Matilda's? Fuck no.
I don't know. If this is another detail, which I think is amazing. She said, while the fight is happening, the Zanpakuto spirit is just chilling at her desk being the librarian.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
I like it.
That is really fucking cool. I think Diego kind of cooked on this one, not going to lie.
Yeah, it's really cool. And that's Squad 11, so that would be Zeraki.
Damn. Yep.
It's a Kenpachi. Now we're going to do Squad 13.
These are so much better than I ever thought these were going to be. So much better. I thought we were going to just get some crap that was going to be shot out, and it's really good.
No, they're really high quality. I like them a lot.
I think this one might be my favorite. It is between this one and Diego's.
Okay, so this is Squad 13, Tribirul. His release is Inhale Zazo Osu. That's what it looks like with smoke coming out of it.
Oh, sick.
And the Bankai is Jiroku Bon. Says, my sword transforms into smoke, affecting a large area. I then sit, releasing smoke from the sheath. The more smoke releases, the more the enemy's will to fight diminishes, and the area fills with carbon dioxide.
Just suffocating them, huh?
Yeah. Their minds are altered, making them believe they have found me, but it will be a smoke clone. If they find me, the battle is over. I could also die from carbon dioxide if the enemies persist long enough.
Okay, I like that. That's interesting. So what is the Shikai ability? Was that it?
That was it.
Okay, so is there a Bankai ability for it?
It didn't really say.
That's sick, though.
That's cool.
That's really fucking cool. Reminds me a little bit of the guy from Hunter x Hunter.
Yeah.
Where he could blow the smoke was pretty cool. But more of like a game where he has to find him before the time runs out or otherwise he dies, which is really fucking cool. Carbon monoxide poisoning is no joke.
He's just going to start wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Underneath the post, it said, Moral from Hunter x Hunter is my inspiration.
okay.
Which is a cool dude to be influenced by.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, I like it. That one's very cool. Tribirul Squad 13, dig it. Smoke is bad for the lungs, though. So at a certain time, he would get lung cancer and follow in the footsteps of his forefather. You know?
There you go.
All right, so now I believe we're out of captains, so we're just gonna let it rock with other people.
Okay,
sick.
Let's see what other people got.
This is, I think, the edgiest one, but I mean, goddamn, it's so cool. I can't.
Can I ask, did we get one from Chilsey? Is he in here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
Chilsey didn't send a picture, but Chilsey absolutely sent a description of what the fuck it does.
Okay, I can't wait. Well, I think Chilsey has previously sent one that his is J. Jonah Jameson on Puss in Boots' body.
Yep.
Yeah, so just find that picture. That's what it is, all right? This is from the man with the questions.
Okay, ooh. Yes. He's been a very active member of the Discord for a very long time, and he asked a question today in the Discord for everybody to think about and answer. The man with the question says his Zanpakuto would become a scythe. Its ability is similar to that of Shunsui Kiraku, where manifest games in reality, but his would focus much more on deadly games, but has a fair share of easy, fun ones as well. So an example, game one would be Russian roulette. Upon activation, only one of six attacks will connect with the target. The attack count is shared between all players in the game. When the game starts, everyone in a 30-meter radius is the game and will stay in the game until I end the game or die.
Interesting. Reminds me of Kakagiri. You watch the fucking gambling anime?
I watch the one where they're on the boat and they're doing all the deadly gambling, like Squid Games-esque.
No, I'm talking about the one with the girls that get off on the weird death games gambling. It's fine, is all I gotta say about it.
Yeah, another thing is the color of aura appears around Mizamoto. When it's green, every player can move. When it turns red, everyone has also red light, green light. During the game, his Zanpakuto spirit will manifest, and if you move, it reaches out and crushes every part of your body that moves.
Ow. Damn.
Man with the questions, I need to know, do you have rules for the floor is lava?
Yeah, he does.
He does.
Game number three, floor is lava.
Oh, shit.
Any surface in a 100-meter radius becomes too hot to stand on and will burn any Ryatsu that touches it.
Okay, I'm so happy with that answer, too. That's a really good one.
But his base is a standard katana with red and black and then a scythe that looks like it's dripping blood, which is really fucking That's cool. Sick. And the release is Laugh Dokeshi.
So now we're going to do Divine Departure. Who has a sword that I expect Conan the Barbarian to have.
Nice.
I can't wait to see it.
I like it. It fits the theme.
Oh, that is sick.
Oh, I do like that a lot.
It seems like a sword that you would use that is like really fucking big.
Yep.
It's got like a little hook on it too.
And its release command is Pull Jishaka Tensei. Ooh, it's got hands coming off of the hilt.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
All right, Divine Departures is the grossest one. So what do we have an ability for what Divine Departures is?
All right, the Shikai is a magnetism-powered Shikai. When I swing my blade, shards of it attached to my opponent, which my sword can now pull in or away with magnetism. Bankai goes a step beyond. Shinra Tensei, my sword scatters into the field and parts of it connect to my hands. And then I can control gravity by pulling and pushing using force manipulation.
That's fucking sick. That's really cool.
Magneto.
Also means that in the Bankai, the hilt of the sword turns into some gloves. Very cool.
Okay. I dig that a lot. That's really cool. And I like that the shards go into the ground to create that area of effect. You know, he's not like this all-powerful, like, now I can control gravity. He's like, no, the shards go into the ground, and that allows me to give the magnetism to basically control the gravity in that area. That's fucking cool.
I like the... It's really simple, but you're like, yeah, I can figure out how it works. It's super cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, that's fucking awesome.
And the last one we have a picture for is our dear Espada. Our dear first Espada.
Ooh, John.
We got John.
Okay. This is John's.
Oh, I like that.
So John's release command for it is Go Further Into Despair, Lightbringer. That's sick.
It's so sick.
Okay. I feel like anything that has a flowing like cloth hanging off it is instantly really cool, and John just went right into it. And also, green and blue is a sick color.
That's true.
Yeah, and I guess before I'm going to say what his resurrection is, he said, very important, he has the number one tattooed on his cheek.
His ass cheek?
It looks like his face cheek, but I think the ass cheek is funnier.
Okay.
And he's the one that sent me a massive paragraph, and I said, summarize it, and he did. Yeah, so he can split his soul into pieces and use the pieces to sacrifice the souls to enhance his abilities, like Sarah Obscurus. And he has a spear of light that eats away at the souls. He can also sacrifice his own soul, and he can command it to go into his resurrection, grow further into despair, Lightbringer. It's worded very weird.
Alrighty.
Okay, so he can give up pieces of his soul.
Like Voldemort,
and use them to create spears that he can throw at people. Does he get the souls back? Okay, can I see the longer paragraph?
Yeah, you know what? I will get... here is the longer paragraph I'm going to screenshot.
Yeah, he's doing good work in all other aspects. Okay, so, he popped off on a lot of messages on this, man. You must have been getting dinged out the wazoo.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm okay with it.
He was trying to go more towards Xyloporo. So Xyloporo ate his creation, and when he does, it also enhances his own soul. So while using other people's souls, and he can enhance the performance of an ordinary Sarah, make it powerful when there's a soul inside, and when he goes to resurrection, grow further into despair. The souls start getting eaten away by his spear of light, which is why it's like a green and white color. But he can also sacrifice. So I guess he has other souls in him. So he can use other people's soul. And then he can also sacrifice his own soul. And then he regains the parts of his own soul by consuming more souls. and the Espada can die, but he can also split his soul into pieces.
Also, he has a spear.
Okay.
Oh, so I like that.
It's like a soul manipulation sort of aspect to it. And he can eat other souls to regain the part of his own soul that he's been getting rid of. And then as a last-ditch effort, he can kind of split his soul into multiple pieces so he can kind of dip out.
Does he do the thing that Yami does where he just vacuum cleans souls?
Oh, good question. Good question. It would be a very useful ability for someone like John. Yep. John's Namakuto is cool as shit, though.
Okay.
I like that. I got a message
from somebody named Shinda that I'm looking at, and I think Shinda is the man with the questions.
That is correct. He is. Did Shinda give you an explanation for his abilities?
Yes, and it is the same things that you said.
Does he have a Bankai?
When activated, the form of my Zanpakuto doesn't change from its Shikai state. It stays as a scythe. But its ability goes from turning games into reality into turning my enemies' worst fears into reality, trapping them in their worst nightmares all under my control.
What is that ability called that Itachi used that did that?
Tsukuyomi.
Tsukuyomi?
Yep, Tsukuyomi. Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
So, I like that. That's cool as fuck.
Very edgy with his scythe.
Edgy as fuck, but rad as hell.
Okay, so you asked Gabe.
I asked Gabe, and Gabe gave me like 9 paragraphs, and I said, summarize it, and he summarized it down to 3 paragraphs.
Oh, my lord.
Nice.
So here we go. Ume no Getsu, Moon of Fate. Strapping, boys. The Zanpakuto ability presents its user with a landscape of hanging chains that only they can see. Each chain represents a thread of fate. The user can see the outcome of these threads lead to and manipulate them. It represents a potential future decision event. With the blade, the user can cut through the chains and alter a specific event for a more favorable outcome from a moment-to-moment basis. For example, if they were to be dealt a killing blow, they can sever the chain leading to that attack. The results, they will live. Even if the attack is going to miss, they can cut the chain attached to the event and alter its fate. However, too many alterations to fate can cause an infinite number of unforeseen outcomes, like sudden power burst for the opponent or reality shifting. Potentially even timeline changes, so the user has to be able to not only understand the power, but carefully balance it as to not cause irreversible outcomes.
This is Bankai or Shikai that we're explaining here?
The answer is yes.
Hold on. Before you even continue... So he activates his Shikai or Bankai, and then his vision is changed to show a bunch of chains.
Yep.
But then in reality, he's just standing there.
Yeah, and he's...
So I could just, like, walk up and Exodia obliterate him, and it's just over.
I mean, he would see that happen. He would cut the chain to solve that from happening.
He'd got
to
move real quick. He's
got to be very fast to do that. Because
he would be in a nice, serene place with chains. Mm-hmm. I would bum rush the fuck out of him before he even gets a chance to look at a chain.
Sam would just summon the nuke.
Yep. By the way, I asked him, hey, we're doing the OC Zanpakuto thing. You got one? He's like, I've been waiting for this for fucking ever.
Nice.
I'm like, all right. By cutting and reconnecting chains, the user can rewrite fate on a moment-to-moment basis. So he can cut shit anytime he wants. He said, I had a lot of time to think when I was a lad working in healthcare during COVID. I love you. Okay. I love you, Gabe.
Very cool.
I thought his was going to be like infinite synchro summons because he's a fucking Yu-Gi-Oh player.
All right. Do we have chillsies?
Do we have chillsies. This is.
I love that.
I'm so excited. He did send me a picture of his Zanpakuto spirit, which is just J. Jonah Jameson holding a roll-up newspaper as Puss in Boots.
I love it. I absolutely love it with the newspaper.
Oh, and is that his Zanpakuto right there? His Zanpakuto is the newspaper roll.
It's the rolled up newspaper.
It's just rolled up long.
Okay. So what does it do?
I'm just going to read the whole thing. It says, hello, Pythies, my best friend and not Sam's! Exclamation mark. I trust you with information on my Zanpakuto. The release is published. Sambu wa Hage Suru, which translates to Sam is bald in Japanese. The Shikai can insert any rumor or propaganda into people's minds on the spot and make them believe it. Then the Bankai has the ability to turn any rumors or propaganda into reality. So the more misinformation and rumors there are in the world, the stronger I become. Demon emoji. The actual sword is just a rolled up newspaper that you use to flick out those old toy lightsabers. You know, like you roll up the newspaper, you flick it out. Like
you flick it out.
I think that is the perfect Zanpakuto for him. That is a 10 out of 10 design.
That is so funny. So good.
It's amazing.
All right. Do we have any more?
Nope, that is it. If people sent more, they didn't private message me, so I don't know.
Dang. That was really good. What's your guys' favorite one?
Chillsies cracked me up. It's just
so good.
Just what it is, I absolutely like that one.
Samu wa Hage Sudo is your favorite. Okay. Let's see. I like the one with the library. I forget which one had the library. I think it was Diego Ace.
Oh, Diego Ace. Yep.
Diego Ace. It's the sword in the book. It fits my aesthetic. It fits my needs. It's so fucking cool.
The Magneto one.
Oh, that's sick.
I like that one a lot. Yeah, Divine Departures was really sick.
I'm still holding it down for Matilda. Matilda, that one was cool as fuck.
Matilda's is really sick.
Like, when you ask a bunch of nerds, hey, tell me what your OC power is, they're going to deliver.
And it helps that everybody got their own swords drawn. That was so fucking cool.
Once again, shout out to Blackened Dreams. These aren't crappy drawings. These are actually really cool.
They're really good renders.
Like, I'm looking at Diego Ace's, and it's got the squad emblem on the sword.
Yeah.
It's got little birds on the book and little feathers coming off it. It's so good. And man, with the questions, it's just the coolest, edgiest scythe I've ever seen.
It's so sick.
Yeah.
Then you knew Blackened Dreams had to pop off for their own.
All right. Well, thank you guys again. That was so much fun. Thank you guys for doing that. We appreciate it. The Zombuctos were amazing. Shout out Blackened Dreams once more. And thank you guys to all of our captains and our Spotted members of the Patreon. If you guys want to join the Patreon, of course, check out patreon.com/weebsguild or join our Discord. The link for both those things will be in the description of this video. You guys want to talk about the club outside questions for this week?
Bring them on.
The Grimjaw one cracked me up, so let's start with that.
Sure. So Kubo was asked, I love Grimjaw. Does he always style his hair himself, or does he harden the hair to stay like that with Ryatsu? I really want to know. And Kubo just goes, he styles it himself.
What does he use, though? I'm curious.
That's going to be a follow-up question. Dang, it wasn't in this.
Because he's got that pompadour look, so mm-hmm. It's like, is it pomade? Is he using powder? Like, I got to know.
I love the idea. Like, clearly Kubo, he just drew it like that because it looks cool. And he's like, I don't know the answer to these questions. Are you stupid?
Well, I feel like someone was trying to get him on the Rangiku holding her boobs up with Ryatsu train. And they're like, oh, or does he just like harden with Ryatsu? And he's like, no, you fucking idiot. He styles it himself. like Kubo cannot be trifled with.
I just picture Grimjaw in a bathroom or just wherever he styles his hair. And he's looking in the mirror in the reflection, just kind of going,
perfect.
Right, gotta get this one down here and this here.
You guys remember that short from the end of Bleach where it's Kenpachi taking an hour to style his hair because he can't get the bell on, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm picturing that. He's like, I can't get the curl just right.
The other two questions that Kubo was asked were actually like serious questions. So let's go with this one. Shinigami have Ryatsu vents on their wrists that if closed off would result in the individual being burned from the inside. However, let's say they aren't closed off like how Urahara did, but instead the person loses both of their arms. Do they still burn from the inside out? Also, for those that end up one-armed like Yamamoto, what kind of negative effects will that have when it comes to Ryatsu and such? Kubo, of course, only responds to the last portion of that whole question. And he goes, when losing an arm, the cut section becomes the vent exit. However, Ryatsu manipulation becomes extremely difficult. That's the reason why Yuha Baha was criticizing him for not healing his arm.
Makes sense.
There we go.
So I do like that also further implements this like handicap that Yamamoto has. Because before it was like, well, why didn't you heal your arm? Because obviously having two arms is better than having one. But now it's also like, also, when you don't have an arm, your Ryatsu manipulation becomes extremely hard. So it's like he was even more gimped when he was fighting the Yuha Baha clone, you know?
I mean, the fight was still cool as shit, though.
Yeah, it was the coolest fucking thing ever. But I like that Kubo is continuing to add on, because Yamamoto was cool and his Bankai was fucking awesome. So I like that he keeps continuing to be like, you know, Yamamoto was like really, you know, handicapped. Really, really.
Took it easy on him, you know.
I like the idea that in Yamamoto's mind, after Aizen, all his fights were supposed to be over. So he's like, I can just have one arm and chill for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And then, oh, fuck, the Quincy's are back.
Yeah, which is also part of Yuha Baha when he was like, yeah, he's like, if you were the fucking mercenary, Yamamoto, you would have just roasted me, but nah.
So Kubo actually kind of gave a real answer. Do we get a real answer from the next one?
Here's the next question. Ooh. In the manga, there have been instances of Espada members being replaced, but have Arrancar's number 1, number 4, number 8, and number 9 ever been replaced? Or I guess the answer to the question was never been replaced. And Kubo says, the first generation of Espada had 7 members. Mm-hmm. The Espada that bear the names of the 7 deadly sins have never been replaced before.
Interesting.
Ooh.
So who would those be?
Seven deadly sins.
So obviously one I feel like has got to be Bodhagon, right?
What would he be though?
So let's pull up all the sins here. I'm gonna start assigning.
Oh, you know
them.
What? Stark would be Sloth.
Xylapara was lust.
Yeah. No, wasn't that Okiora?
No, Okiora is he lust? I don't remember.
Well, I mean, the chapter's named The Lust.
So I don't know if it's ever been specifically said, because here's a Reddit thread from 10 years ago.
Damn.
That people are talking about the original idea for the Espadas was to base them off of the Seven Deadly Sins. And then there's a picture where somebody tried their best to label them, where greed is Grimmjow, gluttony is Arañedo, lust is Xylapara, pride is Bargon, wrath is Yami, sloth is Stark, and envy is Okiora.
Okay, yeah, I could see those.
Yeah, Okiora does strike me as an envious one.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it would just depend on, like, because as we know, he didn't go and get Stark right away, you know? So was Stark part of the original crew? Is he one of the replacements?
I mean, there's no way he would have ever made Bodhagon the first Espada. Like, I know he said that he made him number two just to fuck with him.
Yeah.
So I think they just left this first spot open.
I guess it's kind of cool that he made the last minute pivot from, I guess it was originally going to be Seven Deadly Sins, and then they went to Aspects of Death.
Which was really cool, though.
It's cool, it's different, and also, like, if there's... I mean, I know they lost three, but that's still 10 captains.
Yeah.
Like, 10 captains versus 7 Espada. Like, you got to up the number a little bit.
So it's cool. It's something to think about. And obviously, it's interesting with Xylapara also having moved numbers is another thing also that's very interesting. And I like that he didn't specifically answer, did number 1, number 4, number 8, number 9 ever been replaced? He's just like, the first generation Espada's 7 members. I'm like, all right.
He's like, that's
sure,
enough.
I got it, Kubo. Thank you. Very interesting answer, but thank you, man.
At some point, we're still going to do the mean comment special, and one of the comments was, it's kind of wild that Kubo made a website to answer questions that he never answers questions on.
Yep.
The ultimate long con. He's done a fantastic job.
And every time he puts out an answer, I'm like, gotta see it.
Yeah,
you can't beat the man at his game.
You never know when he's going to drop a serious one, and then he's going to lead us on for the next 3 months, and that's just the rinse and repeat.
He'll lead us on with some inane bullshit that doesn't matter, and then he'll tell us some weird bullshit like, oh, by the way, Bodhagon is Ichigo's real grandpa, or some shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Or, like, it would even be more, like, just off the beaten path than that. He would never drop, like, you'd be like, back in the day, Bodhagon and Ichigo's grandpa were really good friends. Like, it would be like some, like, weird connection.
Something
like
super
that.
Random like that.
Super far down the line, doesn't affect anything.
He's actually
but just
Chad's
FYI,
abuelo.
Yeah, like, Bodhagon knew Chad's abuelo back when he was a real human being. Like, it would be something like that, never touch on it again.
And then we would have to be like, well, who the fuck is Ichigo's grandpa?
Yep. And he's like, that's
what
a story
side
for another
of the
day.
Family?
Yeah.
Is it a Shiba? And then I'm like, oh, Kubo, you motherfucker.
You would just never know. And, like, that's just the status quo. Until he finds something he finds funny, he's like, yeah, it's that one. It's that one. That's the answer. That's it. So that's been all the answers. I don't know what – I assume, for the most part, the general consensus of the Seven Deadly Sins is probably accurate. That's been an answer on Reddit for 10 years, so I assume that's probably pretty good. I can't think of another order that you would put that in. But it's cool that I guess there's been the original members of the Seven the whole time, which is the same with Hunter x Hunter and the Spiders. There's like the original Seven
or
whatever.
That.
And then they added a few. They've lost a few. It's gone back and forth. So that's cool.
Fucking Hisoka.
Yeah. Yup. So it all comes back together. Okay, well, that's been all of the Club Outside questions. It's all the Zanpakuto toes. That's all the Soul Resonance news. That's all the Bleach Rebirth of Souls. We do have Jose has watched 2 more episodes of Fate. Pythes, you said you watched a cartoon over the weekend. Did I hear that right?
I watched a Zack Snyder-based cartoon.
A Zack Snyder-based cartoon. So we're going to talk about that in the Bleach Boys Captains meeting. We're going to call it here. That's been all of your Bleach update for this week on the Bleach Boys Filler Arc. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. If you guys want to hear some more about Jose's Fate Stay Night transformation, is a journey for the first time ever, check out our captain's meeting, and we'll be talking about a Zack Snyder cartoon that Pythes will watch. We will see you guys next Sunday for more Bleach Boys. As always, thank you guys for watching. Goodbye, everybody.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.